I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News in charge of Ridoso and Lincoln County. The 2020 Trump Road Rally campaign was a huge success, as hundreds of drivers and their vehicles participated in the event, which began in southeast New Mexico and wound its way into the village of Ruidoso. State Representative Greg Nybert of Chavez and Lincoln County tells us about it.
I went to Roswell from Hobbs and Carlsbad and Artesia, and then the people in Roswell just merged into a line with them. We got a police escort through Roswell, and then once we got outside of town, I guess we were on our own. But the people from Roswell were, of course, at the back of the line. And I can tell you that it was at least a mile, probably maybe more, of cars that all had their blinkers on that were in the caravan heading up to Ruidoso on US 70.
Once the caravan arrived in Ruidoso Downs, a chain of cars from Ruidoso then teamed up. They all then arrived at the Cogburn Cutting Horse Arena there in Alto. Republican and state minority leader Jim Townsend said the event sent a strong message to the Democrats.
There's a lot of enthusiasm for change, people to be free, do what they want to do, to go out, to socialize.
The event, of course, was to get the vote out in November. The Dark Canyon fire that was ignited by a bolt of lightning on August the 4th has now consumed over 1,300 acres in the Smoky Bear Ranger District. About 120 firefighters are currently battling the blaze, which is currently only 10% contained. The fire is about 10 miles northwest of Capitan. In charge of the news for Ruidoso and Lincoln County, I'm Tom A. Reese.